Okay. First thing. Yom Kippur begins. Can you hear me? Trying to make sure we start. You can hear me? It's okay. Okay, good. Okay. Okay, Yom Kippur begins. The Nusach HaTfilah begins with the night of Yom Kippur. We begin with Vayomer Hashem Solachti Kidvorech. We start davening on the night of Yom Kippur, right after we finish, the Kol Nidre, Aldas, Amakoyim, Aldas, Hakahol. When we finish the whole thing, we come to V'nislach, Haladas, V'nei Yishav, V'lager Hagar, V'sachav, G'ilachol Ha'om, V'shkago, Slach Nohol, Avin Ho'im Azeh, G'oy Del Chazeh, V'chashon Asos, Olo, Om Azeh, V'nishon, V'yad Heino, Shom Ne'emar, V'ayemir Hashem, Salachti, Kidvarecha, right? We said it three times. Vayomer Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha. The problem is this pasuk. What does this pasuk have to do with Yom Kippur? This pasuk was said by the Meraglim when Moshe Rabbeinu was mevakesh from Hashem to forgive Klal Yisrael for the chait. This is a very important, a very big question. Vayomer Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha is in Parsha Shlach. Okay, in Parsha Shlach. And, okay, Perik Yedalit, good. Pasuk, what do you say, 40? 40? 14. 20. So here we have, Slachno, Azeh, just like you carry these kibbutz with Mitzrayim Yaheina, Vayomer Hashem Solachti Kidvarecha. Meraglim, what in the world does Yom Kippur have to do with the Meraglim? So on the one end you can say it has everything to do with the Meraglim. Yom Kippur, to a very large degree, has a lot to do with Eretz Yisrael. Look at the end of Yom Kippur. The end of Yom Kippur, what do? The last thing of Yom Kippur is we blow the shofar. Why do we blow the shofar? The shofar we blow is the shofar of Yovel. Yovel, what is the halacha in the year of Yovel? In Yovel, year of Yovel, they would blow the shofar on Yom Kippur. That's the halacha. And when they blew that shofar, v'shavtem ish el achuzosoi, v'ish el mishpachtoi toshuvu. The Torah makes it very clear that Yom Kippur is the day when we return. Every person who had a property and sold the property on Yom Kippur of the year of Yovel, the land, the property returns to its rightful owner. Loans are canceled. The principle of v'shaften ish el achuzosoi, v'ish el mishpachtoi toshuvu, which occurs on Yovel, is obviously a major theme of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, even though Yom Kippur is every single year, but each Yom Kippur is part of a process which leads to the ultimate Yom Kippur, which is Yovel, the Yom Kippur of Yovel, where there is a principle of returning. Now, where did the world start from? Where did the world come from? The world, Chazal tell us that according to one opinion, the world was created from Eretz Yisrael. Hashem, the world created from the central point of the world was Eretz Yisrael. From there it expanded to the entire world. It's certainly the place where we belong. It's our homeland. It's a Bereshis Bore Elokim Es Hashem V'Es Haaretz. The beginning of the Torah telling us the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu he told us about the world is that just that if the Umma Yisraelim will say to Klal Yisrael, listem atem, you are robbers, you have stolen the land, we'll be able and we'll say back, Hashem created the land and He gave it to us. Thus, the truth is, Yom Kippur has everything to do with us returning to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the halacha is, in the Yovel year, it's on Yom Kippur when the land returns to its right, the land returns to its rightful owner, not on Rosh Hashanah, it's on Yom Kippur. V'shavtem ish el achuzasa v'ish el mishpachto et toshuvu. And every single year, because Bizman HaZeh we do not have Yovel, in order to count the years of Yovel, you need there to be a Beis HaMikdash, and we do not have a Beis HaMikdash, and you also need there to be the majority of the Jewish people must be living in Eretz Yisrael. So we do not have these two things. But as a Zecher for Yovel, we blow the Shofar at the very end of Yom Kippur. Likewise, the very beginning of Yom Kippur, we super duper emphasize Vayomer Hashem Solachti Chidvarecha. This is the pasuk that Hashem said, I forgive the Jewish people for the chait of their lack of appreciation for Eretz Yisrael. The whole Yom Kippur begins with Eretz Yisrael and ends with Eretz Yisrael. The worst thing that we did with regard to Eretz Yisrael was accept the slanderous report of the Meraglim and rejected the land. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to plead on our behalf that Hashem should forgive us for our rejection of Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem's response was, yes, I forgive you. Vayomer Hashem solachti chidvarecha, and thus you will indeed return to Eretz Yisrael. You will once again possess the land. And Yom Kippur ends with the blowing of the shofar, which is representative of the year of Yovel, where it says, V'shavtem ish el achuzasai, v'ish el mishpachtoi toshu, that we will return. Thus, if the day begins with Eretz Yisrael, and the day ends with Eretz Yisrael, obviously there is an enormous amount of emphasis of Eretz Yisrael. Simcha li'artzecha, v'sosoin li'irecha. We say that and we sing it in the Nusach HaTfilah. It definitely forces us to gain a whole new perspective on the day in its relationship to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's one important idea. Now, I'll just tell you another idea, which is a very Kiddush. And it also answers the question of why we begin with the pasuk after Kol Nidre, we say, Vayem Hashem Solachti Chidvarecha. I wish Rabbi Maievsky would say, because he always talks about this. And it's, you have to be creative in how you read the pasuk. I want to clarify one important thing. What really happened on Yom Kippur? What really happened in Yom Kippur historically is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he forgave Klal Yisrael for worshipping the Egel. How did Hashem show that he forgave us for worshipping the Egel? He gave us the Luchos Shniyos. Moshe went, we got the Luchos Rishonos on Shavuos. Moshe went to Shemayim for 40 days. He came down and he saw they were worshipping the Egel. He shattered the Luchos. He went to Shemayim for another 40 days to ask Mechila. And then, after another 40 days, Hashem taught him the Luchos Shniyos, and he came down on Yom HaKippurim with the Luchos Shniyos. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu replaced the Luchos Rishonos with the Luchos Shniyos was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's statement that I forgive you for the chait Ha'egel. Even the Chazal tell us of Yom Pakti Pakadati, that in every generation we are still being punished partially for the Chet Ha'egel, but in general HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave us for the Chet Ha'egel, and the proof is we have the Luchos Shniyos were given to us on Yom HaKippurim. So now you have to go back to this pasuk. It's a very fascinating pshat. The pasuk, it totally changes everything. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, Slachna la'avayin. Moshe Rabbeinu in Parsha Shalach, he's discussing the chait ha'egel. I'm sorry, he's discussing the Meraglim, and he's begging Hashem. Is this my fault? He's begging Hashem that Hashem should forgive us for the Klal Yisrael for the chait of the Meraglim. And Moshe says to Hashem, Hashem, forgive them. Slachno la'avoin ha'om hazeh kegodel chastecha. Forgive them now, just like you forgave them for the Egel. V'chasher, just like Nasasa La'om HaZeh Mimitzrayim V'yadheina, just like you carried these people from the time you took them out of Egypt until now, and in the process, you have to add all this into the pasuk, and in the process, they worshipped the Egel, and they angered you, and yet, what did you, Hashem, say about the Egel? Vayomer Hashem, salachti kidvarecha. Okay, this is a shocking interpretation of the pasuk. Rav David Cohen said, Rav David Cohen, he cited a lot of things I learned to prepare today is from Rav David Cohen, at least inspired by some of the things that he writes in his Svarim on Tefillah and Masas Kapai. The way you interpret the pasuk is that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, Hashem, forgive them for the chait of the Meraglim, just like you forgave them for the chait ha'egel. And when you forgave them for the chait ha'egel, you told me then, back then, Solachti kidvarecha. So this that appears in Parsha Shlach is really Moshe Rabbeinu was quoting what Hashem told him when he forgave them for the chay to egel. And being that Yom HaKippurim is the anniversary of the slicha for the chay to egel, indeed, when we say the pasuk Vayomer Hashem Solachti kidvarecha, this is a pasuk that describes Hashem forgiving Klal Yisrael for the chay to egel. Okay, so this is two mahalchim. So let's review. Mahalach number one, we have a difficulty. The day begins, the highlight of the Hazah. The beginning is, they say, Kol Nidre. Okay, that's like the pregame. That's the pregame. We first start with Kol Nidre. And then we say, V'nislach l'chol adas, v'nishol v'adir agar b'sachem g'ilchol ha'mishkoga. And then we say, Slach no lo, avoy no mazeh g'il chastecha, v'chashen asas lo mazeh, we actually quote this pasuk, v'chashen asas lo mazeh b'mishom yadheina, v'shom ne'amar, Vayomer Hashem Solachti Chidvarecha. The question is, this pasuk Slachna appears in reference to the Chet HaMeraglim. The Chet HaMeraglim L'cha'ira has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. The Chet HaMeraglim is something that has all to do with Tisha B'Av. You're getting your holidays mixed up. We should be saying this on Lel Tisha B'Av, not Lel Yom HaKippurim. What is going on over here? What's going on? So we give two answers. One answer is you're making a big mistake, just the opposite. Yom HaKippurim has everything to do with Eretz Yisrael and the Meraglim. Because Chazal say, because in Yovel, what is it? When what do they do in Yovel? They blow the shofar in Beis Din on Yovel. And what happens in that Yovel? On that Yovel? V'shavtem ish el achuzasa v'ish el mishpachto tashuvu. That's the big return. We come back to the land. The whole essence of Yovel, of Yom HaKippurim in Yovel, is to return to Eretz Yisrael. And we emphasize that in the beginning of the day and the end of the day. The end of the day, we emphasize it by blowing the shofar. And in the beginning of the day, we emphasize it by using the prayer, quoting the prayer of Moshe Rabbeinu to ask Hashem to forgive Klal Yisrael for the Chet HaMeraglim in their display of, in their lack of emun and appreciation for the land. And the second answer we gave is that you have to be creative in how you read this pasuk. It's a quotation. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Hashem, please forgive the Jewish people for the Chet HaMeraglim, just like you forgave them for the Chet HaEgel. And the way you forgave them for the Chet HaEgel is by giving them the Luchos Shniyos and declaring, Solachti Kidvarecha. And there's no question about that Yom HaKippurim is the day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael for the Chet HaEgel. Okay, that's one idea. Let's now go on to another idea. Let me tell you some short ideas. We have Vidui. In the Vidui we say, Avol Anachnu V'Avoseinu Chotanu. Didn't you ever wonder, this is a very famous question, what kind of chutzpah is it to say to Hashem, Hashem, we have sinned? And you know my Zayde? My Zayde, everyone is praising my Zayde. He was a great Rebbe. He was a tzaddik. He was a Mekubal. He was, you know, my Zayde, my Zayde, the big Rosh Hashiva, he was a Choyte. What kind of nonsense is this? What kind of going over here? Avol Anach. You want to say Anachnu? Gesunde hate. Avol Seinu? My elder Zayde, the great Rosh Hashiva. It was a chayte. Could you imagine the angel of the Chofetz Chaim saying, with such groisa kavana, I went to class, I went to Chaim Berlin with his angel, Chaim the Zaks family. They were twins in my class, Avraham and Avner Zaks. They were twins. They were in my class in Chaim Berlin. And they were Einiklach of the Chazon Nish. Or what a great, I don't know, what a great grandchildren, maybe great grandchildren. I don't know what it was. So they're going to sit there in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur this year. And they're going to daven with Groysa Kavana. I'm a sinner. And the Chofetz Chaim. Big Kavana, he was a Choyte. A Groysa Choyte. A Chutzpah Noira to talk like that. My high. So the answer is a very important yisod. It's a very, a lot of drushim to answer, but the best answer is like this. On Yom Kippur, there are two forms of vidui. There is a private confession, and then there is a confession as a nation. You have to back this up. I don't have all the details to back this up, but the two very different types of confessions. We confess as individuals. I did this avera, that avera. And your averos are none of my business. And my father's averos are none of my business. Not only is it none of my business, it's a gross act of chutzpah to make any mention of my father's sins. And my grandfather, my great-grandfather, it's none of my business, off limits. But there's another type of vidui. And that's a vidui we confess to Hashem as a nation. A nation, the entity, the whole Klal Yisrael, from the beginning of time to the end of time. It's nothing personal. There are tzvei dinim. There's a din in the Yochid and a din in the Tzibur. So when we say, Ashamnu, Boganu, Gozalnu, Dibanu, Dofi, we're confessing as Yechidim. Truth is, there's so many times we say vidui, so many different types of vidui. We have the, you can analyze and break it down in all different categories and parts. But generally, there are two types, and we say all the private vidui, that's for yourself. Mind your own business, me, no one else. But when there's also a vidui for the nation. And as a nation, we acknowledge the total sum from the beginning of time to the end of time. Anachnu va'avoseinu chatanu. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's not personal. It's not, oh, my father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather. No. It means the history of Klal Yisrael. And that's not so terrible. And indeed, you know, we daven the Shalom Shmona Esrei. Where do you recite vidui? Where do you recite Oshamnu, Boganu, Gozalnu, Dibanu, Dofi, Havinu, Virashanu? Where do you recite all of the confessions? At the very end of the Shmona Esrei. After you say Yehiyu L'Rotzayin, when you're finished, some say it before. I think everyone says at least one Yehiyu L'Rotzayin. You say it at least once, and then you say all of the confessions. That's private. But during Chazoras Hashatz, where do we confess? Smack in the middle of the Shmoyne Esrei. We don't. When the Chazan, he says Slichos. And then he goes into Vidui. Excuse me, you are in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Isn't this a hefsek? What are you doing? What are you going and saying Vidui? And all of these piyutim in the middle of the Shmona Esrei? What's going on over here? Say the Vidui when you finish the Shmona. You want to sing it together? We have a nice melody. You want? So we'll sing when Shmona Esrei is over. Not in the middle of the Shmona Esrei, no. When during Chazaras Hashatz, this is a confession for the Tzibur. The Tzibur for Klal Yisrael. And that's why he's the Shliach Tzibur. In the middle of the Shmona Esrei. When the Shmona Esrei, when we dive in the private Shmona Esrei, we sit as individuals. Okay, that's one idea. Okay, now let's go to another idea. Idea. Once we're talking about confession, we say the Oshamnus, and we say the Avinu Malkeinu. The last Avinu Malkeinu is. Let me go to the sins. The last one is Al Chayd Shechatanu Lefanecha. And we go through all of the halachos. I think that there are, by the way, there are 44. We put numbers in the machzor. There are 44 halachos. We count them. And before we come to the al-chatoim,
Okay, that's not part of the 44. I don't think that's part of the 44. Maybe I know I didn't count. So I don't even know. Maybe it is. But before we come to the general summary, v'al chato'im she'onu chayav aleim oila v'al chato'im she'onu chayavim aleim chatos, and we specify the specific sins. The very last one is v'al chet al chet she'chotan l'fanecha bis sumes yod. In the man, that means in extending our hand. Okay, whatever, we're not going to go with whatever that means for now, whatever that means for now. But the last one is Yalchet Shechotan Lefanecha Bishimhoin Levav. Here in the art school translation, they translate, and for the sin that we have sinned before you through confusion of the heart. What does that mean exactly? So there's a very popular vart, and it basically means, it means confusion. It means to challenge Hashem. Where is Hashem? Holocaust. After the Holocaust, where was God? How did He allow this to happen? Many people can say the same thing now with Corona. Many people who suffered terribly, who lost relatives, parents, siblings, children. Where is Hashem? Where did He go? What did this person do that he deserved to suffer in such a way? And we are challenged. Our emuna is challenged. And for a moment, sometimes, we wonder, where did Hashem go? How did He allow this to happen? What about all of our merits? All of our good deeds? Tzedakah, usishuva, usafilu, utzedakah. Do we really deserve this, to suffer in such a way? We are, timhoin means, we are, it's hard to translate the word. In art school, they don't really do it justice. They just say we're confused. It's more than confused. We are tomea. Tomea means we are challenged. We are challenged. Where are you, Hashem? We have a question. A tamia. We have a very solid question. How did this happen? Okay, this is a very popular answer. And when does that happen? Rahman al-Sun, during times of tragedy. That is a very popular way to explain the last one of the Timhoin Levav. Now to do that, a person has the duty and obligation to be pure in his faith, never chas v'shalom to challenge Hashem. I want to suggest another interpretation to this. And it's the Teichacha. In the Teichacha it says, why, we ask the question, why did we suffer all of the tragedies that are mentioned in the Teichacha in Parshas Kisavai? And the Torah tells us, Al Asher Loi Avadita Es Hashem Elokecha Besimcha, with joy, Uvituv Levav, and a good heart, Meroiv Koil, when you had an abundance of everything. And this is what it says in the Teichacha. It's a very biting and harsh Musar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at Klal Yisrael as to why when we had it all. We had it all. We had everything you could possibly want. Parnasa, good health, success, kavod, freedom, knowing how to wear a mask, knowing how to do this, knowing how to, all these daigas. And then when we had all of those opportunities, what were we doing with ourselves? We were just looking for trouble, looking for more kavod, more money, to have another party, to outdo this person, to make this one jealous. Hashem says, you know, That's not the way it's supposed to be. When you have blessing, use the blessing you have to give, not make trouble. Al Asher Loi Avadita Es Hashem Elokecha Besimcha, with joy, Uvituv Levav, and a heart of goodness, Meroiv Koil, when you had it all. So I want to suggest, That's exactly what we're saying here. B'timhoin levav. What does timhoin mean? Timhoin means it's the first one. It's the same word. Uvituv levav. The key word here is levav, and you know that it's not the usual word we use for the heart. Lev. We have in the word levav, and we have in the pasuk that the Torah is itself telling us levav, and that's the gemara. That's like the end. So, and it says we're timhoin. What does it mean, timhoin? Okay, so the article says confusion. But it means more than just confusion. It means that instead, there's a vacuum. Instead of the heart being filled with joy and tuv, we've taken the joy and it's not enough. We've taken the tuv, the goodness, we want more Hashem. We have emptied it. That's what a timia is. What is a timia? You empty. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I'm confused. A timia means I'm in a state of shock. There is something that is absent. And there's an absence of knowledge, an absence of understanding. And it affects me. It affects my emotions. When you take away the joy... And the word simcha is joy. Tov is also an expression of emotion. To be good. To want to do good. And you take it away, there's a void. And the void is an emotional void. When a person is in a state of shock, that's an emotion. And the shock comes from an absence of understanding, or something has been taken away from you. It's zeh. The word I'm trying to suggest that the word timhoin levav is the al chait for al asher loy avadita es Hashem Elokecha bisimcha uvituv levav meroiv kol. That's what we are confessing in this al chait in the machzor. Okay, let's go now to another idea. Okay, let's go to the end of the davening. The end of the davening, we say, when the Yom Kippur is over, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed, and Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Elokim 7 times. Why are we saying these? Why are we saying these three expressions? What is this all about? So I want to suggest that they correspond to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in the reverse order. Now, Yaakov, we daven on Shemoneh Esrei 5 prayers. 5 prayers. 5 times. Ma'ariv, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. 5 prayers. There are 5 prayers that we do on Yom Anyo. Every one of them, and we have the 5 prayers. I mean, well, not Ma'ariv, we don't have Chazor Sashatz by Ma'ariv. But the 4 prayers during the day, we have a Chazar Sashatz, and every time you begin the Shemoneh Esrei, what do we do? Eloike Avraham, Eloike Yitzchak, Veloike Yaakov. There's an order. First comes Avraham, then comes Yitzchak, and then comes Yaakov. When the day is over, we reverse the order. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is clearly referring to Yaakov, because Yaakov is called Yisrael. Yaakov is Yisrael. Hashem changed name. Lo yikor shimcha oid Yaakov ki imi Yisrael yihiyeh shemecha. And the Medrash tells us that when Klal Yisrael, when Yaakov wanted to be Megal of the Kates, the Mashiach, he called his children. They came around his bed, and then suddenly the Shekhinah departed. And what did they say to him? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They addressed their father with the name Yisrael. So that's the last of the Shvatim. Then comes Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Yolam Vo'ed. That's Yitzchak. Why do I want to say that's Yitzchak? Because we know one thing is for sure. Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Yolam Vo'ed is an expression that comes from Shamayim. It comes from the heavens. It's Shaykh to the Malachim. And that is why Yom Kippurim, We say Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Li'olam Vo'ed out loud. We raise our voice because on Yom Kippur we try to we try to make ourselves like the angels. To be doimit to the malachim. So we say it out loud. We were a kittel like malachim. Yitzchak was offered as a korban on the Mizbeach. Who was watching? Vayikra elav malach Elokim min hashamayim. Vayomer elav Avraham Avraham. Al tishlach yodcha elanar v'al taslaim mu'uma ki ato yodadi ki yirel kim ato. V'chasachto espinucha sichitcha shohavto mimeni. And then...
No, it's fine. Just want to see how dirty it is. You're teaching on Zoom, I don't want to.
It's fine.
Just, I'm having a preliminary thing to make.
Sure.
I just ask you one question.
Sure.
Do you know what the weather's supposed to be tomorrow? Is it supposed to rain?
Tomorrow, I don't think so. Wait a second, 1 second. Let me take the weather for you, 1 second. Tomorrow, it's supposed to be 77 degrees, nice. 62 to 77, no rain tomorrow. A little cloudy.
What?
It's a little cloudy.
That's fine, that's perfect.
Okay. Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchuso Liolam Voed. We have Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And we have, so... When Yitzchak was offered as a korban on the Akedah, when he was offered as a korban on the Akedah, and he said Baruch Shem, it was something which was being observed by the Malachim. And how did the Malachim respond to this event? They were very impressed. And it says there were two Malachim. There was one Malach that told them not to do the Akedah. And then it says in the Akedah, there was another Malach that gave Avraham a bracha, ki harbe arbe ezarcha, ki chichave hashamayim l'roiv, ekev asher shamata b'koili. The subject of the Akedah was Yitzchak. The Akedas Yitzchak lezaroi barachamim tizkar. So I want to suggest is that when you say Baruch Shem k'malchus l'olam v'ad, that corresponds to Yitzchak. And when we say Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Elokim 7 times, that's easy as pie. That refers to Avraham, because Avraham was the one, he was the one that revealed to the world that there's a God. Until Avraham, they were pagans, they were idolaters, they worshipped idols. It was Avraham Ho Ivri. He was on one side of the world and they were on the other. He's the one that revealed Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. Now notice, if this idea is correct, Hashem Elokim is clearly Avraham. Shema Yisrael is clearly Yaakov. And Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Vo'ed, I'm suggesting it's not as good, but I think we have solid ground, is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Vo'ed is Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak was offered as a korban on the Akedah. And when it was offered as a korban on the Akedah, it was observed by the Malachim, who immediately responded. They were dispatched. And when they observed this event, their language, the language of the Malachim is, when they see something magnificent in this world, a magnificent display of spirituality, their response is, Baruch Shem Kivoyt Malchuso Li'olam Vo'ed. And in the Torah, there is no other event where the Malachim responded, observed, and responded publicly like the Akedah. And that's why by Yitzchak it corresponds to Baruch Shem Malchuso L'Olam Vo'ed. But now take note that we are reversing the order. When it comes to the whole davening, the whole day, we daven Shemona Esrei 5 times. And we have Chazoras Hashatz 4 times. And every time, what do? 9 times. 9 times. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov. But the 10th time, it's Elokei Yaakov, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Avraham. Where do we find this parallel of first Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, then going backwards? We find it in the Toichacha in Parshas Bechukosai. Parshas Bechukosai. Let me go to Parshas Bechukosai. End of Vayikra, the very end of Chumash Vayikra. Okay, here we go. Just gotta turn the page, one more page. Oops. Here it is. Okay, we start off over here. V'hisvadu. They will confess. Wait, I skipped over here. Okay, v'hanisholim bochem. I thought it said Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov here. It says the other way. It's okay. Let me just go. We'll go backwards. The very, very end of the Toicha. It says, "V'zocharti, I will remember, es brisi Yaakov, v'af es brisi Yitzchak, v'af es brisi." Avraham, Ezkar, V'ho'oretz Ezkar. Now, before that, just give me one moment, what happened? How come I can't find it over here? I thought it said Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov. One moment, how could it be? I thought it was am I imagining things here? Alright, maybe not, maybe I'm making a mistake, but the pasuk before says V'hanisharim v'avadetem bagoyim, will be lost among the nations, and then it goes on to say V'ochel eschem eretz oyveichem v'hanisharim bochem yimaku ba'avoinam, those who remain will melt away in their sins, v'artzois the land oyveichem v'af avoinois avoisom itam yimaku v'hisvadu es avoinam, they will confess their sins v'es avoin avoisom b'malom asher mo'alubi v'af V'af ashochini v'keri, v'af ani. So where did it say? Okay, maybe not. Maybe make a mistake. Maybe over here. But the very, very end, the Gemara, in our most desperate moment, at the very end of the Teichacha, we reverse the order of the Avos. And Rashi here says something. Rashi over here says, what does it mean over here? V'zocharti es brisi Yaakov. Rashi here asks the question. Why is it written backwards? Yaakov, Yitzchak, Avraham. That's not the normal way to reference the Avos. And Rashi says, "Kiloimar, kedai hu Yaakov hakoton lekach. Even Yaakov alone is enough to save you. V'in eino kedai. And if Yaakov can't do the job, then hare Yitzchak imoy. Then Eloi Kedai, Hare Avraham Imo, Shu Kedai. So over here, we mention over here, at the very end of the Toichecha, as an act of love, an act of love after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he mentions these very harsh curses. He says, don't worry, I'm still going to remember you. And even Yaakov alone is Kedai to save you. And if not Yaakov, Yitzchak. And if not Yitzchak, then Yitzchak with him. And if not, even Avraham together with him. That's what we do when Yom Kippur is over. We start off the entire day in the normal process. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. We try to be more of the schusim. And at the very, very end of the davening, we come to Ne'ilah and we find ourselves in a very desperate situation where it's nigzar, chas v'shem upon us, harsh decrees, as if there's the toichos in front of us. We call the end of the toichacha, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, don't worry. Don't worry. Macholach, macholach, v'zacharti. Hashem says, don't worry, I'll take care of you. I will remember Brisi Yaakov, Brisi Yitzchak, Brisi Avraham, Kedai Hu Yaakov HaKoton. Even Yaakov the Koton, just he's the third one of the Avos. Niskadnu Hadaris, I guess he's saying that Yaakov Kneged Avraham, he's saying, is less. It's Kedai even Yaakov to save you. And if that doesn't work, Hashem says, Yitzchak with him. And if that's not enough, then Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We are drawing out of desperation. We are reminding Hashem what he himself said at the end of the Toich of Zacharity. After a whole day of saying to Hashem, when we appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ma'or zuchusim, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, that's from our perspective. But from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, he says himself, Zacharity, I remember even Yaakov, Yitzchak. 9 times we do the hard work, the heavy lifting, and at the very, very end, we ask Hashem to remember. We ask Hashem to remember from His perspective, v'zacharti. That is the tenth bakasha. Because again, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Yaakov, Baruch Shem is Yitzchak, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim is Avraham. Okay, we're just about out of time. Let me see if I have something very, very short that we can conclude with. Let me conclude with this short vart. Okay, a short idea. What do we do on Yom Kippurim? On Yom Kippurim, we say vidui. We confess. And part of the ikkar confession, it's interesting, is to say the words v'ata yu Hashem tzadik al kol haba aleinu ki emes osisa va'anachnu hirshanu. Part of the Iker Vidui is to declare that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tzaddik. It's very fascinating. The Nusach of Vidui of confession, it's not just that we acknowledge that we have done sins. It's not just that we confess, we say we've done all the sins. We also, part of the Vidui, is to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Vidui, is part of our Vidui is to declare to Hashem that you're a tzaddik. Everything that we have has happened to us, all the punishments, you're a tzaddik. What does that mean for us? What's the practical nafka mean for us? Nafka mina is, what is the most choshuva aliyah you can get on Yom Kippur? So ordinarily you would say, you get koyein, if you're a koyein, shlishi, shishi. Okay, there, you get an aliyah. Maftir, it's not necessarily choshev. Maftir, in fact, maftir is not the ikar aliyah, and it's not even a real aliyah. I mean, maftir, the real maftir really will be the last shishi, the last aliyah shvi. When we give someone maftir, we give them to read from the navi. We're really just giving them to read from the navi, and because we don't want to go and just they should read from the navi, so we first let them read over the Torah again. We read from the Torah again, but on Yom Kippur we're reading from we take out a second Sefer Torah. But the point I want to make is not really just to point this out, and that is when we recite the nusach of the brachos on the Haftorah, it's the only time when we make a bracha on tziduk hadin, and there's a halacha that may ikar hadin. In Ovel, in the Yud Beis Chodesh, is supposed to get maftir every single Shabbos. Every single Shabbos, a person who's in Ovel within 12 months, he is the one that is supposed to get the maftir. We don't do this today because
whatever. Shabbat does it, the Rebbe did it.
Okay, only very special privileged characters can get every single week maftir. Special, I know there was a fellow that went around, he made a rotation to all of the shuls in Flatbush. It's not a joke. I remember when I was davening then in Ruach HaTorah, he went and he arranged the Shabbos, he arranged that he's going to come, he's going to get maftir. Because he wanted to get maftir every single Shabbos. Meshagas, mamash, meshagas. What are you, crazy? What are you going around? Just because that no one does it today, we don't do this today, but Mikra did. Why? Why is an Ovel supposed to get maftir every single Shabbos? You know why? Because it's the only time you make a barocha on Tzidduk HaDin. Tzadik b'chol hadarais. Tzur kol ha'olamim. Tzadik b'chol hadarais. Ha'kel ha'ne'emon. Ha'oimer v'yoseh. Ha'medaber mekayim. And that's all packaged in the Shem U'malchus with the barocha, Shem U'malchus that you answer amen to. The only time. By a funeral, you don't make a barocha. The barocha of Dayan ha'emes is not a barocha of Tzidduk HaDin. That's just an acknowledgement of bad news. Tzidduk HaDin, we say psukim. In the cemetery, you say a couple of psukim. You don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on Tzidduk HaDin. You make a bracha on Tzidduk HaDin on Shabbos. On Shabbos, when you learn from the Nevi'im. On Yom Kippur, the maftir is magnified in a much more magnificent way. Because on Shabbos, when we make the bracha of Tzidduk HaDin, that in essence is vidui. Vidui is the tzadik al kol haba aleinu ki emes osisa. That's part of the nusach of vidui, to acknowledge that everything that Hashem does is emes. That's part of the vidui. And to be able to say tzadik b'chol hadarois, tzur kol olamim on Yom HaKippurim, to get maftir and make a bracha, that's very special. That's very chashuv. So if you're bidding for maftir, you should know it's kedai, it's worth it. Of Meir for sure, he's gonna, you know, in addition to getting maftir yoina, he's also gonna want to get the maftir in the morning. I don't know who he's going to be learning from after Yoina for. but.
I want to get Kayan.
Okay. But that is the idea. Okay, so we went through like five different ideas. Thank you for coming tonight and learning with me. If not for you, I don't know what I would do. Have a good night. Be well. Be well. Be well. Good night. Laila Tov.
Thank you very much.
My
How
pleasure.
How's everything?
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. I spoke to my brother today in Lakewood. He told me some scary news.
Okay.
You there?
Yeah.
My brother in Lakewood, you know what he told me? He told me that in Lakewood there are 10 people now with corona in the hospital in critical condition, and they're afraid they're not going to make it. Young people,
yeah,
children, included in this group of 10 people are young people and children.
Wow.
10 people in critical condition this moment in the hospital. And that's not discussing all the people that are just sick, like Plotnik, who has Shvach Maises. You know, he's okay, Baruch Hashem, he's much, much better. But it's a very long recovery.
Chutzpah, you know, you come to your Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin and this, and you think that you were the boss of the world? Your Hashem showed you that the whole world is going crazy with what he's doing. And you think that you're smarter than the whole world, and you have a special relationship, and nothing's going to happen to you, because if you don't tell a sinner and do al-chayt and this and that, and you don't sing the Sonic of Taikib, and you don't hear a drasha, they're crazy. They're brushed and pushed crazy.
Not so simple. Not so simple.
That's not Yiddishkeit.
It's not black and white.
It's not by desire.
My brother told me where he teaches, where he.
You know, he published shows, and he published. Now, Sarah, you made sure when someone writes on the car, he doesn't even write, says, Shaul's going to rub that.
What?
On the gear, the machlaikas, you know?
Yeah.
So one guy writes on the other, you'll drop that. Go to hell, you know?
The hatred is so deep. The hatred is so deep.
Right, from one side. Yeah, yeah.
You can't judge someone until you're in their shoes.
There's enough world and Hasidim for everybody, you know? Yeah.
You understand, these people, that's all they got in life. This is their whole life.
Yeah.
They have no other distractions.
It's a fake Judaism.
They have no other distractions. They get worked up.
Now I can understand the Yimei HaMikdash, the Bir Yonim. They weren't Amaratzim. They were Gedolim.
No.
They were the level of Yochanan HaZakai. They were Stop Eden, right? They were... And they behaved, you know, they starved people. They said, you're dying, good? Don't have what to eat. But we can't get into the...
I don't know.
He knows what he's doing, and we don't know what he's doing. But we shouldn't think for a second we know what he's doing. Right?
Yeah.
The only thing he doesn't know what he's doing is with you.
Who? Hashem?
Yeah.
Oi, Gewalt. I spoke to Mark today.
Did you kaparas?
No. No, I'm not doing kaparas. I do it with money.
Money, huh?
Kesef, yanes, akoyl. I'm certainly not going to do kaparas this year with the chicken. I'm not going looking for trouble.
Why? As long as it's not a bat, can you do kaparas with a bat?
I'm not interested in doing kaparas. Alright. I gotta go take a break. See you tomorrow.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Rabbi Marty Katz. I have served as the Executive Vice President for the Just One Life Cause for 31 years. 31 years prior to Yom Kippur, we have hosted a... Thank you.
You're not that injured. You're not that injured. You're not that injured.